Our next story comes to us through the Teacher Project. This Columbia University Journalism Fellowship is reporting on education and immigration across the country. In the first of a two-part radio series on the same subject, reporter Mike Elson Rooney spent time with undocumented student Lester Gomez. Lester is a student at Indianapolis Emerick Manuel High School. He wants to go to college, and like a growing number of Hoosiers who aren't citizens, he faces many obstacles.
Lester has dreamed of going to college since he was a middle schooler in Honduras. At the time, he lived with his grandmother in the small city of El Progreso.
I mean, my thinking about to go to college is being like science sixth grade when I discovered that I love the computers.
But Lester's life blew up one afternoon 3 years ago when he was 15. Two older teenagers approached him on the way home from school. They wore bandanas over their mouths, one green, one black. They were members of the notorious MS-13 gang, and they wanted Lester to join. He refused.
So they just told me, leave the country because we know what school you go to, and we know what time you get out of the school and what time you get in, and we know what is your ride, so we can kill you.
Two harrowing months later, Lester arrived in Indianapolis. It was spring of 2016. He's allowed to stay until a court date that decides his long-term fate. Shortly after arriving, Lester started at Emerick Manuel High School. Soon he joined sports teams and an honors math class. He started thinking about college again. And last fall, he visited Ball State.
I went to the locker rooms, I went to the classroom, I went to the everywhere. And everywhere, it was amazing, like literally amazing.
But most students like Lester don't make it to college. Nationally, only 5 to 10% of undocumented graduates continue on past high school. In Indiana and several other states, they don't qualify for in-state tuition discounts. Lester knows little about how to apply and hasn't even taken the SAT. Professor Monica Medina of IUPUI says it's common for even high-achieving immigrant students like Lester to get a late start.
The complication for many of our immigrant kids is that they're still trying to play catch-up. You know, they're still trying to understand the system, understand the language. So again, if their parents are not pushing them or advocating for them to be able to get this information, they're not going to get it.
At the family's house in East Indianapolis, where they keep pet roosters in the yard, Lester's mother, Joanna, says she desperately wants him to keep studying, but she often doesn't know how to help. Joanna didn't want to use her last name because of her immigration status. She dropped out of school after the sixth grade to become a seamstress. She gets most of her college advice from a neighbor who also has an undocumented child. She says she explained to me how you pay, how it is, that you can take a loan from the bank, that there are universities that don't require Social Security. We have to go out and look for those opportunities because we don't know. And the financial obstacles are steep. Without a green card, Lester can't get government aid. His parents are a line cook and a used furniture saleswoman. Joanna knows the family will have to sacrifice.
Pues yo creo que todo tiene su sacrificio. Si ahora trabajo, tengo que trabajar el doble, tal vez.
She says everyone has their sacrifices. Maybe I'd have to work double. Lester works weekends as a roofer. He negotiated a part-time class schedule this year for high school so he can work more. But he knows if he goes to work full-time after graduation, he may never make it to college. And he's determined not to let that happen.
What people say is like, if you like stay 1 year, you will like the money that you're making and you will forget about college. So I don't want that happen to me.
Lester has one more year in Manuel to figure out how to make college work. He knows it's a long road, but as usual, he's optimistic.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities. Like, if you don't take it, it's because you are like sleeping or something, because in this country, it's full of opportunities.
The Teacher Project is a Columbia University Journalism School Fellowship. Part two of our series looks at the role schools play in supporting undocumented students applying for college.